I was telling the audience this morning, you know, I don't like to compare anything to September the 11th because it was a unique thing. But I have to tell you, as I'm watching the video and the television coverage of the suffering that's going on in New Orleans and Biloxi and Mobile and Gulfport and all of our great Gulf Coast cities, emotionally, I think I feel about the same way. It's frightening and it's horrible to watch this. What's your feeling about it?
Yes, no, I know. I thought the exact same thing. And in the same way the rest of the country ran to support New York, I'm waiting to see if New Yorkers will run to support the suffering victims of Katrina.
Do you have doubts?
New Yorkers don't really consider themselves part of the rest of America.
Well, I hope that's not true. We've got...
You've heard of Manhattan?
I have. I've been there many times. You have some doubts about whether there'll be an outpour? I mean, you think this is political? Because these are red states? I mean, I hope not.
No, I think New Yorkers just think of themselves as their own country.
Let's take a call here. Maureen is in St. Louis, Missouri. Maureen, welcome to the Radio Factor. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to make a comment on Ann's comment that I think is just flat out hateful, divisive, and contributes to the politicizing of a tragedy when she remarked about, you know, being surprised if New York would come to the aid of the victims of Katrina. I just watched this morning on Fox News, they were covering the aftermath of the storm and the response to it, and they did a segment highlighting New York firefighters loading trucks, preparing to send not only supplies but personnel to the affected areas. And they commented that the reason they were doing it was to reciprocate the outpouring of support they received and aid that they received after 9/11. I think that it adds to the divisiveness and adds to the extremism for her to make a remark like that. That's
all
completely
right.
Unfounded.
New York firefighters, they're Americans.
It was New York firefighters responding, and
yeah.
Your comments
right, and I just said, of course
New
they
York
did.
As being
of course
unlikely.
They did. Surprisingly enough, 8 million people are not monolithic.
Right. So, in other words, Ann, what are you saying? You're not surprised that firefighters would help and others would help,
course.
But you want to see the liberals
are a completely different breed. I mean, that's like citing, you know, the Christian Club at Harvard.
All right, so you want the liberals on the Upper West Side to do what?
To respond the way people in Louisiana did when New York came under attack. I mean, there is the feeling that this isn't, oh, something that just happened to New Yorkers, and, oh, well, this is because, you know, you guys elected Hillary Clinton. And that is what we're getting from liberals on the hurricane, because of their primitive religion. It's because of a memo Haley Barbour wrote. It's the wrath of God. This isn't seen as something that has happened to their fellow Americans.
Let's go down south.
I mean, to be citing firemen within New York, no, they are Americans.